名。
诗人在第一节就呼吁以色列民，你要称颂耶和华。
And the first is a call to worship, to call on the Israelites to praise the Lord, my soul.
你把声音放大一点。在第二节又再重复呼吁说，你要称颂耶和华。
And then he made this call again in verse 2, praise the Lord.
在结束这一段经文的时候，又有四次的呼吁以色列民要称颂耶和华。
And at the end of this psalm, four times again the psalmist called on the people, praise the Lord.
第二十节一次，二十一节一次，二十二节有两次。
And that's in verse 20, verse 21, and twice in verse 22.
诗篇一百零三篇以称颂耶和华开始，以称颂耶和华为结束，因此我们可以说这首诗歌的主题是称颂耶和华。
So Psalm 103 began and ended with praise the Lord. So we can say that the central theme of this psalm is to praise the Lord.
称颂耶和华是感谢神的一个行动表现。
And to praise the Lord is an act of thanksgiving.
一个知道神恩典和体会神恩典的人，他就会很自然的从内心里面发出感谢赞美的声音。
And praising the Lord should be a natural expression of someone who knows and have experienced the love of God.
当我们读诗篇一百零三篇的时候，如果我们仔细留意的话，就会发现前面五节的文体是以单数来描写的。
Now, if we read this psalm carefully, we would notice that the first five verses was written as a singular.
第六节以后都是复数。
But after verse 6, all.Written in plural.
诗人提醒以色列的民，个人对耶和华神应该要有称颂、赞美和敬拜。
So it first started as individual worship and praise.
于是以色列民就加入了回应诗人个人的敬拜。
But after they have heard the psalmist's individual worship and praise, the Israelites will join him in praising the Lord.
诗篇共有二十二节，可以分成三个部分。第一到第五节是诗人提醒读者要记得神的恩典。
So we can divide the psalm, the 22 verses of psalm, into three divisions.The first division, the first five verses, is reminding each individual Israelites that they, or each person, need to be reminded of the goodness of God.
第六到第十九节，诗人提醒以色列民，神的属性如何在以色列民众当中显明出来。
And from verse 6 through verse 19, the psalmist reminds Israelites how God's attributes have been manifested through his deeds to the Israelites.
20到22节邀请以色列民一起来称颂耶和华。
And then verse 20 through 22, he invites all the Israelites to join together to praise the Lord.
诗篇103篇第一到第二节是诗人向万民的呼吁。
And therefore, the first two verses, the psalmist make this call to all the people.
呼吁以色列人，你我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的，也要称颂他的圣名。
He said, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my innermost being, praise His holy name."
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits.
短短的两节就讲到三个称颂。
Just in those two short verses, he already brought up this praise three times.
我的心啊，心在这里代表一个人的思想、感情、意志。
And when he says, "Oh my soul," that represents our thoughts, and our emotion and also our will.
这指的是一个人的全心全意。
And when it says praise the Lord, O my soul, that means you're praising the Lord with your whole being.
从第二节里面我们看到凡在我里面就可以知道指的是全人，是我们的身心灵的每一个部分。
And this sense is amplified in the second part of the verse that says all my inmost being.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，就是我的全人啊，你要称颂耶和华。
That is, praise the Lord, O my soul, means the whole being of myself will praise the Lord.
为什么我要称颂耶和华呢？
Why do I need to praise the Lord?
第二节的下半节就告诉我们，不可忘记一切的恩惠。
Because of all his benefits, and the second half of second verse reminds us of that.
神给我们许多许多的恩惠，我们不可以忘记掉。
God has given us so many benefits, and we should not forget them.
到底神给我们什么恩惠呢？
What are those benefits?
所以第三到第五节就告诉我们有五个恩惠。
And through the verse 3, through verses, the next three verses, verse 3 through 5, tell us there are five benefits that we need to remember.
神,第一个恩惠就是神赦免我们的罪。
First, he forgives our sins.
第三节讲到,他赦免你的一切罪孽。在这里,罪孽是指今天人的问题是人要解决的问题。
And verse 3 says,He forgives all your sins. Now, sin is the biggest problem human beings face.
不是，这里不是说一个人触犯了国家的法律，乃是指人违背神。
And it's not just referring to when we break the law of the nation, but it refers more to when we are disobedient to God.
人不遵照神的道啊，不遵照神的道路走，人达不到神为他们设立的标准。
When men choose not to follow the path that God has set out for us, or when we fail to achieve the standard that God has set for us.
罗马书三章二十三节说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
And Romans 3:23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
神是圣洁的，人是污秽的，人和神之间的关系被破裂了。
Because God is holy, but people are filthy. And that has broken the relationship between man and God.
人生活在罪恶过犯当中，人得罪了神。
And when we live in sin, we really have offended God.
但是神爱世人，他主动地为人类预备了一个救赎的恩典，他赦免我们的罪，接纳我们回到他的怀抱里面来。
But God loves the people so much that He has prepared a way for us to be saved from our sin, that we be restored to Him.
诗篇一百零三篇第八到第十二节啊，说耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱，他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。
Verse 8 through 9 of Psalm 103 says, The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever.
他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。天离地何等的高，他的慈爱像敬畏他的人也是何等的大。东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
一位年轻人一天来到牧师的家中，他在牧师的客厅里面就找到了一本书。
Once the young man was looking at the libraries in his pastor's office and found a book.
他翻来翻去看到 一 样东西突然间惊叫了起来。
As he flipped through the pages of the book, and suddenly he let out a scream.
牧师问他到底是怎么一回事。
What's the matter? The pastor asked.
他说这本书说海底的深度可以到6.8英里那么深。
He said, wow, this book says that the deepest ocean is 6.8 miles deep.
牧师回答说是啊，可是有什么惊讶的呢？
So what's the big surprise?
年轻人就回答说，牧师你不知道我最近读到弥迦书7:18-19，神啊有何神向你赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之移民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩，必在怜悯我们，将我们的罪孽踏在脚下，又将我们的罪孽投入深海。
Of this young man said, because I read from the book of Micah 7:18-19, it says, who is God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depth of the sea.
他说我不知道海深还有多深，我的罪是否是可以会有一天从海中浮起来呢？
So at first I didn't know how deep the sea was and whether the sin that was hurled down to the bottom of the sea could float up again.
现在我读了这本书，我明白了，原来深海可以到6.8英里那么深。
But now I know that the sea is almost 7 miles deep.
那么深的海，我就不怕我的罪会浮起来。
So, if my iniquity is put down so far in the sea, I don't need to be worried about it coming back.
因为海水的压力那么大，根本就没有办法浮起来的。
You see, with that deep a sea, there's so much pressure on it, it won't be able to come up.
神的慈爱他怜悯我们的罪，条件是我们是否肯来到神的面前悔改认罪。
But for God to forgive all our sins, what he requires is to come before him to confess and repent.
如果你肯的话，神会赦免我们。
If you're willing to come and confess and repent, we will receive the forgiveness.
生命中最珍贵的一件事情是我们的罪得蒙神的赦免。
And our sin being forgiven is the most precious gift we ever receive.
让我们有一颗悔改认罪的心，我们常常检讨我们自己，常常向神认罪。我们不单单是向神认罪，弟兄姐妹，我们也要彼此的认罪，彼此的接纳，彼此的相爱。
So let us come before God with a penitent heart, often confessing our sin, and also not only confessing to God, but also between brothers and sisters, we will confess to each other.
第二件感谢的事是神医治我们的一切疾病。
The second part of thanksgiving is that God healed all our diseases.
第三节的下半节说医治你的一切疾病。
And that's in the second half of verse 3, and heals all your diseases.
前面我们说过世人呼吁以色列民称颂耶和华是全人的称颂。
Now, earlier we said that when we said, praise the Lord, O my soul, means the whole being.
因为神的救赎是身心灵的救赎。
And the salvation of God is also for our whole being, our body, soul, and spirit.
这三者之间是有密切的关系。
And there is a close connection between the body and soul and spirit.
神医治我们的一切疾病，疾病和罪有时候是有关系的。
God heals our disease, first because a lot of times diseases are related to sin.
人最常见的病是心灵的病。
And the most common illnesses that affect us are from illness of the heart.
心灵的病是人跟神之间的关系出了问题。
And I mean the illness of the spirit, that part of the heart, not the physical pumping heart. And that's because of our broken relationship with God.
人和人之间的问题出现了。
And yeah, and because of this broken relationship with God,
也是人内心那种贪婪，人的内心里面的贪婪、嫉妒、嫉恨，造成了我们的病。
And all the sinful things deep into our soul, like greed and jealousy, can also cause physical illness.
人追求满足个人的欲望，却得不到满足，而形成内心的愤怒，内心灵的空虚和无奈。
Many times we pursue for our desire. When we do not receive what we are hoping for, it builds up as bitterness.
所以以赛亚书53:3-6说，他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Isaiah 53:3-6.He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our iniquities, infirmities, and carried our sorrows. Yet we consider him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted.
那就是他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行歧路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray; each of us.Have turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquities of us all.
请注意第五节，因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
So please pay attention to verse 5 from Isaiah 53. But he was pierced for our transgression; he was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed.
耶稣基督在十字架上的恩典给我们得平安。耶稣基督在十字架上的恩典带给我们医治。
So the grace that Jesus has shown on the cross will bring us peace, but also bring us healing.
我们相信属天的医治。
We believe a healing from heaven.
这是神的整个救赎计划的一部分，是传是我们福音的一部分。
And it is part of God's plan of redemption, and it's part of the gospel.
是神救赎工作的一部分，所以人必须要来到神的面前，来接纳神的救赎恩典。
And because healing is part of God's redemptive work.We must come before him to receive our redemption, our salvation.
我们要相信神，我们要接纳耶稣基督，跟他，并且跟他建立美好的关系，我们才能够得到神的医治。
We must receive Jesus Christ and have this restored relationship with God before we can receive healing from God.
所以这是第二点，第三个恩典是神救赎我们的命脱离死亡。
And the third grace is God redeems our life from death.
第四点他说，他救赎你的命脱离死亡。前面我们已经说过，在神的里面，世人每个人都是罪人。
So, this is in verse.4 that says who redeems your life from the pit. Now we already learned from Romans 3:23 for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
这不是说每一个人都触犯了美国的法律或其他国家的法律。
It's not necessarily mean that we have broken the law of this nation or whichever nation you come from.
就是说在神的眼里每一个人都不能够达到神为人所立定的标准。
But rather, it is that before God, before the standard of God, no man could ever achieve.
国家的 法律是以人心人的外表的行为而做出来而断定他是触犯了法律。
Now when you someone break the law, it is judged by whether that person have acted unlawfully.
人行出违法的事情就是罪。
So some, whenever someone acted unlawfully is deemed guilty.
可是在神的眼里，人有不良的心思意念，虽然我没有行出来，但是我已经得罪神了。
But before God, in the sight of God, whenever there is impure thoughts, even if you have not acted upon that thought, it is already sinful to God.
圣经说从人里面出来的那才能污秽人，因为从里面就是从人心里发出恶念、苟合、偷盗、凶杀、奸淫、贪婪、邪恶、诡诈、淫贪、嫉妒、盘斗、骄傲、狂妄，这一切的罪都是从里面出来，才且能污秽人。
Mark 7, 20 to 23 says, What comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. For from within, out of a man's heart, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly.All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean.
骄傲在法律上不是罪。
Now, there is no law that judges someone arrogant as being unlawful.
从耶稣基督的话里面，我们知道在神的眼里，骄傲是罪。
But according to God's law, arrogance is a sin.
人有贪婪的心，且但是没有行动，在国家的法律上不会被定罪。
It's not unlawful to have greed as long as you don't act upon it, doing illegal things to gain wealth.
人因为贪婪所做出的行动，如好像起不应该起的别人的物，就会被定罪。
Now you would be found guilty if you act upon your greed and take somewhat belongs to someone else.
但是在神的眼里面，人心里有贪婪的意念就是罪了。
But according to God, it is a sin to even have the greed inside your heart.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀，罪的后果是什么呢？
And therefore, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So what is the consequence of this sin?
罗马书六章二十三节说，因为罪的工价乃是死。
Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death.
希伯来书二九章二十七节说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
And Hebrew 9:27 said, just as a man is destined to die once, and after that to face judgment.
人的光景很可怜，人会死，人要面对着有一天我们肉体的死。
And therefore, God, man is in a pitiful state because we all will face death.
人在世上的日子是很短暂的。
And we have only but a few dozen years.
人的肉体死后，灵魂将要面对神的审判。
But our soul will face judgment after death.
感谢赞美神，神的恩典使我们为我们预备了一条永生的道路。
Praise God, in His grace, He's prepared a way of salvation to eternal life.
圣经说，神爱世人，神只将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The Bible said, God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
经文告诉我们，神爱世上的每一个人，他爱我们到一个程度，耶稣基督来到世上为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
So this passage teaches us that God loved the world so much to the point that He would be willing to sacrifice his own beloved son so that he die on the cross for us.
我们原本要为着我们自己的罪负责任，在审判的日子里面，我们要为着我们的罪死。现在耶稣基督他为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上了。
Men would have otherwise have to pay the penalty for their own sin, but Christ have already died and paid that penalty for us.
耶稣基督替我们承担了罪所带来的刑罚。
He took upon himself all the penalty that's caused by our sin.
所以约翰一书第四章第十节说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
1 John 4:10 This is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So John 3:16 says, Whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱我们，为我们的罪做了救赎的工作。
So God loves us and did all the redemptive work for us.
所以现在是我们回应神的爱的时候。
And now is the time for us to respond to His love.
只要我们肯来到神的面前，承认我们是罪人，神就赦免我们的罪。
If only we come before Him and confess our sins, He will forgive us.
圣经说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Because this is what 1 John 1:9 says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
我们还要相信耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上，并且接纳他进入我们的生命里面，成为我们生命的主人。
So we must also believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for us and receive Him as our Lord and Savior.
如果我们这样做的话，我们就不至灭亡，反得永生。
If we do that, we will not perish but have eternal life.
我们就可以得到神的救赎恩典。
And we receive the grace of salvation.
第四个我们值得我们感恩的事情是神以仁爱和慈悲为我们的冠冕。
And the fourth gift listed here is that God crowns us with love and compassion.
这是在第四节说的，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
And that's in verse 4. Crowns you with love and compassion.
一个来到神面前领受神救赎恩典的人，必能享受神所赐予的福分。
Whoever comes before God and has received His salvation can also receive all the benefits that come with it.
这个福分就是能够享受神里面的慈爱和慈仁爱和慈悲。
And that's His love and compassion.
仁爱和慈悲是神特别为他的儿女所预备的。
And the love and compassion are something that God has prepared for His children.
所以约翰福音第一章第十二节说，凡借待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
John 1:12 says, Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡是相信耶稣基督的人，神就赐他们权柄成为神的儿女。这个神的儿女的福分是一个很尊贵的身份。
So all those who believe in Jesus Christ will be given the title the sons and daughters of God, which is a very honorable title.
第四节说，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕，神赐给是仁爱和慈悲，是仁爱慈悲，就是好像君王的冠冕这样戴在信徒的头上。
And then he says he crowns us with love and compassion. So for all those who become children of God, God give you the love and compassion of him. It's like you are the prince and princess with that crown on your head.
如果不知道2014年在你的生活中你领受了神的仁爱和慈悲有多少。
Did you receive much love and compassion from God through the last year?
你有什么特别的见证吗?
Do you have some testimony of His love and compassion?
你有什么感恩的事项吗?
Or something to give thanks for?
在这个感恩的季节里面，让我们一起来数算神 的恩典，并且和人分享神的恩典，把荣耀归给神。
And in this season of Thanksgiving, let us share with each other how we have been crowned with this love and compassion by God, and give glory to God through your testimony.
诗篇第零三篇说的第五个感恩的事是神用美物使我们知足。
And God satisfies our desire. That's the fifth gift mentioned in this psalm.
第五节说，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。
He satisfies your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. In verse 5.
神为他子民所预备的是慈爱，因为我们是神的儿女。
For God has prepared his love for his children.
他知道我们所需要的一切，他预备和供应我们，可以使我们得到满足。
He knows all our needs, so he is prepared to satisfy all those needs.
我们在神的里面最大的满足就是神的爱。
And that's the greatest satisfaction that we have, is receiving his love.
诗篇是163篇三节，诗人说，大卫说，因你的慈爱比生命更好。
Psalm 63 verse 3 is, because your love is better than life.
我们可以活在贫穷当中，也许物质的享受并不那么的丰富，但是我们可以享受到神丰盛的慈爱。
Whatever we have in life, whether we may be lacking something in wealth, we can still enjoy the love of God.
因为有了神的爱，我们就可以得到心灵的满足。
Because when we have the love of God, we can have the satisfaction in our hearts.
这爱比什么都更重要。
And that is more important than anything else.
有了神的爱，我们就有内心的平安和喜乐。
And we will have the inner peace and joy.
有了神的爱，或许我们的肉体上、精神上我们是软弱的，但是我们心里的力量是刚强的。
Even when we are weak physically or even emotionally, but there is a strength in our inner being.
我们可以靠着那加给我们力量的，我们凡事都能。
And through him who give me strength, I can do all things.
身为神的儿女，我们每天都活在神的恩典当中。
And as children of God, we live in his grace every day.
我们不要忘记常常到他的面前感谢赞美神的恩典。
So do not forget to bring our thanksgiving to him day every day.
很久以前有一个贫穷的小孩子在他住家附近一家一家的敲门，要变卖一些东西来筹募他自己的学费。
So a very long time ago, there's this young boy. He grew up in a poor home, and he had been trying to raise money for his college fund.
那一天他肚子饿得很，看看裤袋里面只有一角的硬币。
And this day, as he was doing that, he got hungry, and he had only a coin in his pocket.
他来到一间屋子的门口，想要求这间屋子的主人给他一餐饭吃。
And so when he was knocking at the door, he was hoping to get a meal.
开门的是一个年轻的女子。
But when he saw a young girl opening the door,
当他见到她之后，他就提不起勇气向她讨饭吃。
He did not have the courage to ask for a meal.
反而他向她要了一杯水喝。
So he said, could you just give me a cup of water?
这女子看到他似乎很饿的样子，就给他一杯的牛奶。
But the girl saw that he looked hungry and gave him a glass of milk.
她慢慢的就把这杯牛奶喝下去，然后问他，我欠你多少钱？
As he drank the milk, he asked, how much do I owe you?
那主人说，你不欠我什么，妈妈曾经告诉我要做好事，不要求回报。
So the girl said, well, you don't owe me anything. My mom had taught me that when we do some good deeds, we do not expect payback.
这小孩就向这个女主人说了道声谢谢后就回去了。
So the boy just gave thanks and left.
原本他感觉到很痛苦。
And he was having some difficult time.
要为着学校的费用，他要到处奔跑，精疲力尽，打算下定决心放弃他的学业。
He was feeling frustrated and exhausted from this effort to raise funds for his college, and he was at the point of giving up.
当他喝下这杯热乎乎的牛奶之后，他感觉到体力已经恢复了。
But that glass of milk helped him restore the strength.
他也对神更加有信心，继续奔斗下去。
And also restored his faith that God will continue to provide his needs.
好多年过去了，在一间的医院里面，有一位医生接到通知说有一个女病人处在危急的当中。
So many years later, this doctor in the hospital received a call to see a patient in dire need.
当医生看到病人的履历和病况之后，以及知道病人的名字，马上就穿上医生的袍到病房去。
So he, after he read the brief description about his patients and his history, he immediately got to the ward.
他认得这个病人是谁。
He recognized her.
于是他决定下定决心要尽他所能来救这个女病人一命。
He says, vowed himself to do anything possible to save her life.
他也特别的照顾她。
And gave him all the tender loving care.
经过一段时间的治疗，病人脱离了危险。
So eventually she came out of danger.
当出院的那一天，这位医生向财务处要了这女病人的账单。
So that at the end of the treatment, this doctor asked for the bill.
然后他就在账单上写下几个字。
So he wrote a few words on the bill.
后来这账单交到病人的手上。
So when the patient received the bill,
这个病人接到账单后，好担心，不知道要付多少钱的医疗费用。
She was worrying how much it would be.
当他把账单一打开一看的时候，账单上面有人写作几个字。
But when she opened up the envelope and looked at the bill, it has a few words written on it.
这几个字说，账目已付清。
It says paid in full.
这个女病人就是当年给这位小孩子牛奶喝的年轻女子。
Now you could probably guess that the lady was the girl who gave a glass of milk to the boy.
这个医生就是当年十分贫穷的小孩子，她的名字叫做凯莉，她生于1858年在纽泽西这个城市这个州里面。
And this doctor was the boy that asked for the milk, and his name is Howard Kelly.
1889年，他成为了 John Hopkins University 的妇产科的第一位教授。
And he grew up in New Jersey and eventually became the first professor of gynecology and obstetrics in Johns Hopkins.
凯莉有一颗感恩的心。
But he's always a thankful man.
他永远没有忘记当年那位年轻女子在他最需要的时候给他一杯牛奶。
And he did not forget the girl who gave him a glass of milk when he was in need.
但愿我们能够记得大卫在诗篇103篇给我们的提醒。
So let us remember the reminder that Psalmist David gave us.
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
盼望在就是感恩节的季节里面，我们一起来数算神的恩典。
In this season of Thanksgiving, let us count the blessings that we have received.
我们要感谢神那温暖的春天。
We thank God for the warm spring.
感谢神美丽的落叶秋天。
And also for the four colors.
感谢神一年来有欢喜也有眼泪的日子。
And for all the days of joy and tears.
要感谢神把他的爱之耶稣基督赐给我们，使我们能够成为上帝的儿女。
Above all, give thanks for God's Son Jesus Christ, who He gave us so that we can become children of God.